Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Block Report Podcast. I am your host, Tafari IXL. This is the Block Report Podcast, and we are glad to be giving you another edition. For a while, we have not been reporting, and I want to be the first to say that we have been doing a disservice and by not performing our duty and reporting. Some of the topics that will be discussed here, other people in media have brought out these topics that I will bring up, and of course we will cite them, of course, and all of that. And I'm especially for things that have gone on in New York City. However, there's been so much going on. It's like, forget a 24-hour news cycle. It's like a 24-second news cycle. Before you turn around, there's something new or something else that goes on that captures your attention, your imagination. There's just so much that's going on. And I know that it's not, you know, that's not a proper, I'm not making an excuse or whatever. However, time is limited, and we want to get the message across. Now, if it's all about me just reporting to you guys, whatever stuff that comes across in the media or that article that I come across on the internet and such, and I don't have any sort of research and any sort of backing on it, then I'm doing a disservice to you. So it takes time. If you hear of a situation and an article or whatever, it takes time to research it, get all the facts, flesh it out. Otherwise, you're just a parrot. So that's me kind of explaining away why I've been away so long. And I'm being honest about it. I believe in honesty, and I believe in being straight up and being straight to the point. And that's it. You know, I'm not making any excuses. However, there's a lot of things going on. I have a lot of other projects, other irons that are in the fire. And so my attention has been spread out, has been thinned out. And to get on here and put this working to do the podcast, it takes work. It takes time to do the research. It takes time to put together the information and articulate it in a way that makes sense and can help you to find a way to organize the information so that it provides a way for you to process it in a way so that you can actually get to a point where you can develop a point of view and proper point of view, instead of me telling you what to think, that you get to think what you want to think about whatever information is presented to you. And then I will tell you, and then I will speak on what I think about the information that has been presented and has been talked about on the podcast. And you can think whatever you want to think about that, because I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to think, but I encourage you to think, and I encourage you to think with your own thoughts, to think from your own personal self, and not what others tell you what to think about something. So that's where I come from with that. As you can tell, we open up straight up right away, firing right from the hip on the broadcast and on the program. And what I'd like for you guys to do as well is to, because I've been noticing that people have been tuning in to some of the previous episodes of the Block Report podcast, and I've been watching and seeing what people have been really gravitating towards, and I appreciate it, because when I see the views that are on, or the listens that are on certain episodes, it gives me an idea of what people really will gravitate towards, and what they're looking forward to, and what they want to listen to. And so that gives me encouragement and an idea of where and how we need to take the Block Report podcast. So, of course, let's get out of the way all the social media stuff. Of course, you can find the Block Report podcast on Instagram. Same way, I haven't been posting too much on the page, just like I haven't been uploading episodes and recordings. So, because as I said, my attention and my energy has been spread out on many of the projects that I'm dealing with, and I will let you know for sure. I recently released the instrumental album. I'm also working on other projects to release music and other things that's going on. So we're gonna be pumping out these instrumental albums and other music. You may not be interested in it, and I'm not really promoting it for this audience, because that's not what it's about. But if you are interested and you have some interest in it, then you can check that out under the name Tafari XL, Tafari space XL. And you could check it out that way as well, and under TDK Visions Inc. Okay, so as I said, so you know the social media. If you don't know, if this is your first time here, the social media for the Block Report podcast on at gmail.com, the Block Report podcast at gmail.com, also on Instagram at the Block Report podcast, and on Facebook at the Block Report podcast. However, I'm still trying to work out some kinks with Facebook to be able to interact and grab information from that page, because we had some sort of technical difficulty where I'm not able to really get to the information on that page. So we may create a new page as far as Facebook goes for that. But however that works. But of course you have the Gmail, and you have the Instagram. So those are two ways to interact and contact and deal with the Block Report podcast. Also, you can always contact me on Twitter at TafariXL about the Block Report podcast and other products and services through which that are provided. Okay, so there's a lot going on. Now, I'm speaking to, as of this time right now, the jury for the George Floyd murder case, they are deliberating. So now it's up to the jury now to decide what will happen with Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who laid all his body weight and his knee on the neck of George Floyd for over 9 minutes, and very brazenly and boldly, in a bold manner as well. So that's going on, and we'll have to see how that turns out. And of course, according to all the news reports which I'm seeing, from AP to NBC, so on and so on and so forth, all the major American media networks and outlets are saying that they shop owners are boarding up their stores and their glass windows and stuff and putting up barricades. The National Guard has been called in. And of course, the situation was even more heightened because several days ago, a young black man, 20 years old, Dante Wright, was murdered while the trial was going on. And in a city not too far from where George Floyd was murdered. So that happened on a late April 11, 2021. And so that made the situation even more so tense. But however, so we'll see how long the jury will deliberate and take to come back with their verdict on that on this case, and then we'll see and we'll go from there. And of course, I'm not gonna make any promises, but I'm definitely going to make sure to follow up with the matter after that. And so once we get more information, either if there's a verdict or if it's, or there's more deliberating. But mainly in this particular one here, I just wanted to touch base and get back in touch with the folks and the people that have been listening and tuning in, and to let you guys know, you know, that I'm still here and I'm still doing the podcast. Listen, there's just so much going on, and then a lot of times it's very overwhelming. And one of the things I try to, as I did one particular episode, which was the outrage trauma game, the psycho trauma of outrages, like staying in a consistently outraged manner. And the thing is that that's not healthy at all. And the thing is, it does two things, because either at some point you're going to be desensitized, especially if you don't if there's no change that happens and you don't make any direct change. Which at this point, what I'm saying is that you have to become active in producing change. And unfortunately, there are not many tools that that people use that or that are promoted and that much people know about creating change actively, you know, because obviously I'm not saying, look, I just don't believe that marching around with signs and yelling. I'm saying, yes, that brings awareness. You get cameras on you or whatever, but it doesn't really, that's not the whole, so there's other things that need to, there's another part to that, that should not be the whole strategy. It could be a part of your strategy, but not the whole entire strategy, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. All right, and you can feel whatever you want to feel about my opinion. There's a couple things that I'm going to go over and talk about. And at some point, some people may feel like that I'm all over the place. I'm going from here to there or whatever. But however, it's all tied in. And what it's all tied into is about that we need to have a focused and a steady drumbeat. We need to be focused on what the goal is and what the mission is. And we need to be steady on that. So if the goal and the mission is that you want justice and you want punishment for people that take black lives with impunity, then this is the place. You're in the right place, and this is the mission and this is the goal for us here. However, this thing gets to be a little bit tricky, more tricky than you think it is. Because the thing is that the way that the game is being played right now is that, remember, and you have to be very diligent about this. You have to remember that we are dealing with a system that has refined itself over decades, decades, and centuries. So they know how well to play this thing. Not only that, they have a media apparatus which knows how to issue out propaganda and disseminate information and make things seem like one way in order to drive people to believe and think a particular way about something or a subject. So there's a lot of things that are at play here. And although I am not an expert, I want to say that first and foremost, I am not an expert. However, what I am pretty good at is observing, analyzing, and connecting the dots. And I can observe something very well and tell from by looking at it what the potential downfalls and pitfalls that may occur out of that situation and how to better make it work. That's what I'm good at. One of the things that I'm really good at. Because I can see the problems ahead before someone else, before a lot of other people. A lot of people say, oh yeah, let's do this X, Y, Z. And they don't see the gaps in their theory or whatever. They just want to go out there running and not knowing and you know, not have any sort of safeguards or backups or all of this and cover all bases. And I would rather have all bases covered and do what needs to be done. Sometimes, yes, just raw action can get things done. But you might find yourself weaker in the end by just going off of raw action. Anyway, I digress from that because I'm actually going into something else there. And what I really want to stick with is a few things. So check it. I warned you guys already that I'm going to go kind of all over the place. It's going to sound like I'm not really focused. And even though I'm saying we have to stay focused, but what I'm saying is I'm talking about the focus, because what we're about to go through in the next few weeks or so, although we've been through something similar like this before, if things have developed and there are people that are, and we, as we have noticed from the previous protests that were out there, that there are people that are out there, there are agitators that are out there, people that are out there to commit mayhem. It's not just angry people angry over injustice. There's other people that are out there that want to create mayhem. And now they're injecting the National Guard into the mix of all of that as well. So there's a, this is a very poignant time. Now, another thing I'd like to go into is I notice that, you see, as a lot, as others have noticed as well, right now we have the, and what I'm saying is that all of this, you see what happened to George Floyd, what happened to Dante, right? They may seem like isolated incidents, but incidents. However, when we take a more national and global view of what's going on and how black people are treated in the world, you see that it's not an isolated incident. So now, you have this situation where some black people, black Americans, are talking about reparations and cutting the check and so on and so forth. And even the political figures that were out there gave some lip service to it and all that and all that. And the media picked up on it and so on and so forth. And then now it's about Asian hate. Stop Asian hate. Now, the stop Asian hate thing is totally a false thing. It's a false flag. Because Asians have businesses in black neighborhoods, and black people go support their businesses. And so, and black people are essentially their customers, their economic base. So this idea of stop Asian hate, if that was the case, these Asian folks could not open their shop up in black neighborhoods. So it's automatically a false flag. Automatically. The thing is that Asian folks do not spend money with black people, and black people spend money in Asian businesses. Okay? So you don't see, you will rarely, rarely ever see an Asian person come to a business that's owned by a black person and come spend some money there. Much less, that is just, that's like a Sasquatch sighting. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that with that, is that now they're passing, they have this, they're working on this COVID-19 crime hate bill. That's what they want to call it. But it's because they don't want to call it the Asian hate crime bill. But they're not tricking anybody. They're not fooling anyone. And what that is about is so that they can put laws on the books to punish black people for even having an argument with Asians. Because the thing is, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand what racism is. People want to go in and say, oh, everybody's racist. No, 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 wait a second. No, everybody's not racist. And everybody doesn't perform racism. No, 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 no. You never heard. No, 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 no. You don't understand what racism is. Now, if you want to say everybody has prejudices, prejudges, people have prejudices or biases, because like I have a bias to I have a bias towards burnt chicken and cooked chicken. Yeah, I don't like burnt chicken, but I like cooked chicken though. Or I might have a bias towards barbecue chicken, but I like jerk chicken or rotisserie chicken. I like seasoned chicken. I have a bias against chicken that's not seasoned. See, biases and prejudices, that's different. Because you can have that about anything. Racism is a power dynamic. Racism is about how you can affect the life path and trajectory of others based on their race, which means that you have a system set up where this person, because of their race, is unable to get loans from the bank, or if they are able to get loans for a house, they get the worst rates, or they are blocked out of certain they are blocked from receiving certain benefits or other, such as the such as the GIs, the black GIs from World War II, blocked out of the GI Bill, which they still try to do that to black soldiers to this day, block them from the GI Bill. So this racism is about power. My prejudice or bias towards you because I don't like you because you don't like the same baseball or basketball team as me. I can't get you fired from your job or restrict you from getting work because you don't like the same baseball team as me. And how many people can I get on board with the idea of restricting you from getting work for not liking the same baseball team as me? But you can get people to get on board with blocking you from getting work based on race, or blocking you from voting based on race, blocking you from all kinds of things. So what racism is about power, and black people cannot black people are not in a position to exercise the power to deprive anyone of the financial, as the socioeconomic dynamics of America. So that's a false flag argument right there. So you can't buy into this. So now they're coming with this and calling this a hate crime if you get into an argument and say some words to an Asian person. But it's not a hate crime when a police officer, a white police officer, kills an unarmed black person, shoots them in their back, chokes them to death, puts their knee on their neck for 9 minutes, and suffocates them to death. Those are not hate crimes. But a hate crime is you saying, you getting into a verbal argument with an Asian person. Only if you're black. Is this what America is about? Is this what America is about? When will the people wake up? Or do they want to wake up at all? Well, my friends. Well, my friends. Look how things turn. Because another thing, as I told you guys, I'm going to go into a bunch of different things, but they all tie into the same thing. They all tie in and they come right around. You see the young man, the young killer. Let's not forget the young boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, who went to a protests out of his own state. I think he left his state of Illinois, and I believe he went to Michigan, and shot and killed two young white people for protesting police brutality and police injustice after the police killed for killing. I think that was during the, if it wasn't for George Floyd, it was for somebody else. But they killed a black man. And I'm sorry, it's just so many names. And I'm not disrespecting any one of them. And I'm sorry if I don't have the names, all the names there. But it's because right now this is all coming off the top of the head. Okay? And so that's all it is. So forgive me if I don't give all the names. And so, then another young white killer goes down. He's visiting Asian massage parlors. And another thing which the news doesn't report or put out there is that these massage parlors, he was conducting things there in an illegal manner, because they were actually really prostituting there. But no one's bringing that up. Let's not sully them up. But if it was a black person, we're going to dig into the, if it was a black person killed by a white person, the media and the police force dig into that black person's history to try to find some background information to criminalize them and put them on trial for being a victim. But they don't do that in this case. And I'm not saying that they should do that in this case. I'm pointing out the difference. So this boy is going to these massage parlors, having sex, paying for sex, and then goes and kills some of the patrons and the people there, the women there that are doing these acts. And no one points out the fact that this is a place that's doing something that's against the law. Okay. But you don't hear them talking about stop Asian hate for that boy that went and killed those Asian people down there. Then you have, and the list goes on and on with these young white males that go out there and shoot and kill up people, Asian people too. And you don't hear this stop Asian hate when it comes to them. So the so-called democracy of the world is a hypocrisy. So that's what we are seeing. And one thing that is for sure, when you do not represent indeed what you try to claim in word, then you are only going to be shown as the emperor with no clothes. Anyway, we're going to close this one out right there. I hope that all that hear this around the world, and those that you are, that are celebrating celebrating any sort of spiritual and traditions and such right now, and those that are seeking for a better world and want to see the world live in a much more peaceful and without such violence. Every single day. Listen, man. I just want to wish all those people that live for goodness, righteousness, uprightness, I want to wish all of you well. And this has been another edition of the Block Report Podcast. Peace.